Now, the rescue of a horse from an apartment and a dog bottled by its drunk owner. Just some of the cases that the that an animal rescue has come across this year. With me on the line is Maurice Enright, owner of Sierra Husky and Animal Rescue in Listowel. Maurice, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Now, we'd seen and reports of this horse having, you know, TikTok videos going around of this horse, but obviously had to be rescued, and other kind of horrendous stories. And you're pointing the finger at, when it comes to animal cruelty, at humans and substance abuse. Is that right?
Well, there seems to be a lot of it. There definitely seems to be connected. From, you know, obviously we're getting calls from the guards on a number of occasions, and there's definitely a connection, without doubt. Because what we're seeing this year is record levels. I mean, in my opinion, we've gone back 20 years.
Really, it's getting worse.
Yeah, it's way worse. And it's not just me. It's every rescue in the country. I don't have too many contacts with the other rescues because we're just too busy doing what we got to do. But every rescue is to the pin of its collar, you know. And it's the same kind of stories. And you know, it's definitely every week we're getting calls from either the Gardaí or somebody that's concerned about a dog somewhere, or a horse or a cat, or, you know, it could be anything. And these, when we take these things to social media, it doesn't actually get any better. We actually see an increase in people contacting us to take animals that they no longer want. So it's kind of a catch 22, you know. What do you bring it to people's attention, or do you just stay quiet about it? Because if you bring it to people's attention, we end up getting more calls.
Yeah.
Which is what's happened this weekend. And
yeah,
a lot of it too is down to people not doing their research. I mean, I can't implore enough how research is important. You know, these are animals and they deserve a life too, you know. And people are getting animals and they're buying them on the cheap from backyard breeders and stuff like that, and
They're not able for them. They don't recognise the work involved or the facilities needed, and that's where things go wrong.
And the money as well. You know, there's money to be made from backyard breeding, and they're not always telling the truth. So they think they're getting one dog, but they end up with something completely different. And I've seen that on a number of occasions. In fact, this weekend I've seen it. You know, along with another call from the guards about a little white dog in outside Listowel that was living in a ditch, you know, and no one
that's
can
terrible.
Be
on the darker side of it, Maurice, like the alcohol, you had a German Shepherd that was bottled by its owner.
Yeah.
Does he have a name, the dog?
We've called him Hugo.
Okay, how is he now?
He's doing very well. You know, he's full of beans, but these German Shepherds, Belgian Shepherds, Dutch Shepherds, we've seen a huge increase in these dogs, and these dogs are really for police, army, you know, for, you know, high end jobs. These dogs are really not pets. They don't make great pets, you know, as such, unless you're really, really experienced in that breed.
Yeah.
We've five or six of them now in the rescue, and with very little hope of getting them a home here in Ireland. And you know, for every dog that has to stay in the rescue, it means that's one less space that's there for other dogs. You know, I do believe that we're there for people who are maybe have become ill, or maybe have passed away and have left some animals behind them or something like that. You know, that's really what the rescue's job should be, not picking up the pieces from people who are just being careless.
Yeah.
And not doing their research.
Yeah, Maurice, on that, look, we saw the social media side of things is very positive for pets and people putting up hints and tips on how to deal with it and giving people support and all of that. On the other side then, we're seeing, obviously, the pony rescuer Teddy used for a TikTok video for you know, horrendous.
I mean, that wasn't the first time. It was all very funny, but you know, we also seized two dogs on that day along with the Gardaí. The Gardaí were with us. They actually contacted us about that. You know, it was two dogs caged in a small cage in their own feces and urine, along with the pony. You know, I can't.
I understand what you're saying. I understand. Look, Mars, what is the answer? Is it education? Is it for all these sort of particular problems?
Yeah. I mean, education is definitely part of it. The government really needs to look at, you know, there is other countries in Europe that don't have this situation. They don't even have rescues. Sweden take thousands of dogs from us every year. They don't have any rescues like we have, you know. So it's time for the government to kind of step up and look at other countries and see why they don't have these problems. You know, they don't have such things as dog wardens and stuff like that, you know. And it's time for the government to put in some practices and some legislation to make it harder for people to either breed or to get dogs, and maybe to bring in a test like they have in Germany. You have to sit a test in Germany before you get a dog, you know, a bit like a drive-in test. So, you know, these are things that that the government need to be looking at to try and stem the flow, because the reality is dogs are going to start filling up pounds again, and dogs are going to have to be euthanized because there just simply won't be any space for them.
Yeah.
And that's what will happen in at the end of the day.
And that's not ideal either. Yeah, Morris, listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks, William, for talking to us about that this morning and outlining those concerns that you have. That's Morris in right there of Sierra Animal Rescue Husky, Sierra Husky Animal Rescue in Listowel. If you have a view on that, what is the answer to it? Are we breeding too many? Are there too many backyard breeders? Are people not aware of what they're getting involved in and then giving them up? Give us your view on that.